ماشي بتريس كهويات هاجي خليت قايد كان دفع شني ايا يا ينال زلوش بنا اكويت بيليا فنون عدل كت Was Abraham walking by his carnality and his mind and the works that he'd done for God? Was it by his way, his thinking? And it said here that if it was, then he has a place to boast about it. He has a place to brag about it. If everything we do is through works, we're doing it by our own power and our own will, then we would be boasting about it. Then we'd be bragging about it. Just you, if you pray and pray every day and not miss, you're consistent in your prayer, and you're doing that from your will of your flesh. No, then we should brag about it. Then we should boast. But he says that not before God. He says you can't do that. You can't do something by flesh or by the carnality of man. Okay? But what happened to Abraham? He says he believed God. Okay? He believed God. Okay? So every one of us in here, we understand faith means trust and believe in God. So you got to believe, and then you got to trust God. Okay, that's faith, man. Praise the Lord. In other words, he believed God and he trusted God. Therefore, the credit was given to him of righteousness. Okay. So, he did not do something very magnificent or something he could call be a legend. Okay. Or someone that the Jews really brag about Abraham, because that's their forefather. That's the father of many nations. That's the one that's highly esteemed, because Abraham is their actual seed that came from the people of Israel. Amen. So they brag about him a lot, Abraham. So the Allah, Abraham, yatahani, the Jew, na'egi, jo'in, arub, it's arub, elestiki, yaha. So now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace but of debt. Okay? What he's saying is that when you work for somebody, you don't work for free. You don't say, hey, I'm going to work for you, I'm going to do this for free. You get paid, right? When you work for something, you're expecting a reward or to be paid. All right? Then just nishoela kuna nishwat longo kuchend ol yehi ge ben yeh pa paajit ed ol leh jo spad ol leh. Okay? But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. So, a lot of it that you and I, we try to live up to certain standards. We live up to the expectations of your pastor, of your mom, of your dad, or whoever you look up to. To earn their respect. To be honored for that. Ado is ya tehoshan sa kesto leh. To ani ko hunitsen. right? We want to be a good son. We want to be a good daughter because we want our parents, who's raising us, we want to make them proud. We want them to make them respectful to us. Abraham didn't do that. Abraham did not. Amen. God chose him, yes. God chose him to be the father of many nations. But the only way he could become righteous was first he had to believe, and first he had to trust God. Does that make sense? Amen. See, we don't understand a lot of times when we make a mistake. When you make a mistake, and when we make a mistake, and we feel the condemnation, the guilt. Our conscience condemns us. Okay? So God understood that. He understood that sometimes, all of us here, we come short of the glory of God. Alright? We come short of the glory of God. Therefore, amen, He made it to where once you repent of your sins, once you repent of your sins, He makes you righteous before Him. That makes sense. Now, O Kajik, O Ah, Tuhandet, Ah, Queen, Tehnahashni, see? Okay? Just follow me. Alright? Okay. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputed righteousness without works. In other words, God just credit you without doing anything. It was a freebie. Right? Begin it. Not see. You. Indeed, I'm giving it to you. It's credit to you. You didn't do anything for me. But then, there's nothing for you to brag about. I'm just giving it to you. Okay, alright? Because David, he was under the law, right? The law of Moses. They had to sacrifice. They had to do the temple. I'm sure he failed many times in breaking the law of God. But this is what David, he said, blessed is the man whom God imputeth righteousness. He said, all I did was I prayed. And I confess my sins to him, and he said, that's okay, that's all right. I see your righteousness. See, all of you in here, I don't know what you did this weekend. You might have made a mistake, I don't know. But yet, you're sitting here, and God is looking at you because of your righteousness. Not because of something you did great, but you still believe and you still have faith. Amen. That's what makes you righteous. Okay? That's why the devil's always fighting your faith. He's always attacking your trust. He's always attacking them with doubts. Doubting yourself, doubting myself, not trusting God like I need to trust Him. That's where the faith comes in. But if you're strong in faith and you make a mistake, God still looks at you as righteous. Right, just stay with me. Verse 9, cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. See that? He didn't do anything great. He didn't do anything magnificent for God. He just believed God. He just walked by faith. Amen. And by walking by faith, it was credit to him that he was a righteous man. Amen. Noah found grace in the eyes of God. Amen. And it was counted to him for righteousness. He didn't do something great. He just believed God that there was a judgment coming upon the earth. And so by faith, he built a boat. Amen. But as he was building, he was a righteous man. Said, there's a judgment coming. There's a judgment coming. Hallelujah. I don't know. I never know. I don't know what rain is because I've never seen it. But God says it's going to destroy the earth with water. I don't know how it's going to come because it never rained before. But he had faith. And God says, I'll use that as a righteousness. I'll make you right. That's why there's nothing to boast about. That's why he said, no man shall glory in my presence. Because if somebody did it on his own, yes, then he would have a right to glory in the presence of God. But no, he gave it to us freely. Okay? How was it then reckoned? When he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but uncircumcision. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had yet been uncircumcised. See that? He was not circumcised until he was 90 years old, somewhere in there. And by from the time that God called him, he was walking by faith. All right? Praise God. You see, that's why faith is important to you. Amen. To me and to you. Because that's why when we go through trials, when we're tested, it's not about how good you are and how strong you are or how weak you are or what it may destroy us. It doesn't matter to him. It's just how much you trust him. How much you believe in him. Can you go through this by trusting me? Can you believe me what I promise you? That you're going to make it through this. That's what I'm looking at. That's what makes you right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
See that? Praise God. You don't look about how much you pray or how much you fast or how much you're good. Amen. Reading the scripture. He looks at your faith. And his faith is free to you. He's freely given it to you. But it's only for you to trust it and you to believe his promises. It's credit to you. It's just that we feel the condemnation and we fear. We feel the condemnation and we feel shame and we feel guilt and we kind of like defeat ourselves and we start talking, and by defeating ourselves, see? Instead of walking by faith. You know, faith helps us, calms us. Instead of being, amen, complainers and murmurs, faith helps us to be calm and patient. Amen. And God says, Lord, see my righteous man. Okay. and he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had yet been uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. That same faith that Abraham had, it's the same faith you have. Okay? But when Abraham, in his time, he was walking by promises. Okay? That was before the law. That's what he believed in. The promises, what God said. You will be a father of many nations. Look up to the stars and see how many you can count. Look down by the sand of the sea. Look at that. See, that's how many he will have children. God told him that. And he just walked by that promise. Amen. So all the promises that are written for us as a child of God, man, we've got to live by that. We've got to take a hold of those promises. And we've got to trust God that He's going to see us through. And we've got to have faith that makes us right. Amen. Amen. And the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had been yet uncircumcised. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. See that? Righteousness of faith. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why your conscience that you have, amen, when you know you sin, it tells you you've done something wrong. But how do I get it right? By my faith. How do I do that? I know He died for me. Blood was shed for me. He paid the penalty on Calvary for my sins. He was buried and rose again the third day. So my faith is on the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. He didn't do it for the animals. He didn't do it for the righteous. He did it for the sinners. Jesus said, I didn't come for the ones that are healed. I have come for the sick. And we were all sick of sin. See that? Praise God. You know, this, you know, I'm trying to help you understand here something, okay? Praise the Lord. Amen. That's why, as small as a mustard seed of faith, if you allow it to grow even through your trials, that seed, that small seed begins to flourish and becomes a big tree. And as it grows, your faith becomes stronger and you become more righteous as it grows. It don't happen overnight. But in the eyes of God, you are righteous right now. Okay? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. Because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore, it is a faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Okay? See, I'm just trying to understand. You wonder, say, why does God do this to me? Why does He allow, always forgives me? Why? No, He gave it to you, your faith, and He's just trying to wake you up. He's just trying to to make you understand, I paid the price. You can just walk into heaven if you want to make it easy for yourself. Praise God. See, look. It's paid. You can make it to heaven, is what I'm saying. Amen. You can make it to heaven. But it's you, your faith, that your trust in God and your belief in God must be strong.
Amen. Yes.
This is what Abraham said. Therefore is a faith that it might be by grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that which also is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope. See that? Why do people say, I can't make it, I can't live for God, it's too hard? Well, you talk to Abraham about that.
Hallelujah.
As he, praise the Lord, he understood who he was believed. He understood, praise the Lord, who called him out. He understood how God worked. He understood that his faith sometimes was weak, but he understood, I got to be strong. This is paid for. This is something that's going to go all the way. I'm positive. I'm sure about it. And that's how we got to live. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, there may be no hope, but he believed in hope.
Amen.
See? That he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be, and being not weak in faith. Alright? There's our answer. Being not weak in faith.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I got problems. Why don't you give it to Jesus and trust him?
Amen. Yes.
I got financial problems. Yeah, it happens to everybody. Why don't you give it to Jesus? Why don't you trust him that owns 1,000 cattle upon 1,000 hills, that he owns the whole world, he's the richest upon riches upon riches, praise the Lord. Why don't you put your trust and your hope in God? Being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. Strong in faith. He said, oh, look at me, everybody, I'm strong in faith. No, he didn't say that. He said, I give glory to God. I give glory to Yeshua. I give glory to Adonai, El Shaddai. I give glory to Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. That's who I give glory to. Begin Bahashni. Begin Bahashni. Bajin Shle. Shedden Oshahados. Bajidet Ado. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes that's all we have is faith.
Amen.
We may not be strong in prayer, and we might not be evangelizing, we might have not revival in our home, but sometimes all we have left is faith.
Amen.
Why is it? Because it's strong.
Hallelujah.
Faith is strong, praise God. Your trust in God, your belief in God, that's why you must give glory to God. That's why he says, rejoice forevermore. And then again I say, rejoice. Praise the Lord. Rejoice, rejoice. And no wonder he says that. Because we don't understand faith. We don't understand what this is all about. We just think we got to come to church and do our rituals. Tap our hands, sing some songs, and get the touch of the Lord and feel good about it and go home. Amen. That's not what it's all about. The price has been paid. Amen. Along the way, there's credit. You have to pick it up. You have to go and pick up those credits. Praise the Lord. This journey is your journey and my journey. And all our journeys are different. But there's one thing all in common. That's faith. Okay? But as you you gotta make it over there. And grab it. This is mine. This is mine. Bijiniya. But I'm going to get my reward. My faith has become stronger. I've become more believing. I've come the more trusting in God. And the more I do, the more it's credit to me to make me righteous before God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Being fully persuaded. See? Are you persuaded fully?
Yes.
Is this until you die?
Yes.
Are you like Job? Though he slay me, I will still trust him. Oh, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Are you fully persuaded? Come on, you got to be fully persuaded. Yes, I need, I'm going to do the best I can. Yes, there are times where you cannot do it by yourself. Somebody has to pick you up. Somebody has to encourage you. Somebody has to motivate you and inspire you. Praise the Lord to help you keep your promises. Come on. Come on. Come on. You know, all those boxers. Amen. Sometimes, amen, the first time, you know, five rounds, they're tired, they're breathing heavy. Praise God. And somebody over here is a cheerleader. Says, come on, you can do another round. Come on, just take a deep breath. Go on, man. You got your second. Come on, your second wind's coming. Come on, you can do it. You can knock them out. Some of us have to be told that you can do it. Come on. And some of us have to say, what are they talking about? They're talking about your faith. Why? Why is it important? It makes me righteous before God. Being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. He's the way maker, right? Some people have come in here. I have a court date. See? Some of us that have strong faith, we just say, in the name of Jesus, take care of it. We just give it to you because we're out of our hands. That's what faith does. Faith says, I'm putting it into the power of God. I'm putting it into the miracle of God. I'm putting it in His power, in His Word. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm weak. Oh, praise the Lord. Even Jesus was weak. Amen. When he tested in the wilderness and he came back and he was a hunger. Praise the Lord. No wonder the devil said, make this stone bread. But he said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Amen. He said, it is written. Praise God. He said, God can perform it. He will perform it. And the second test, thou shalt not test. the Lord thy God. And the next one says, thou shalt not worship no other God but him, and him thou shalt serve. And by the time he did all of that, he was about to fall. Was able to perform it. Praise God. Sometimes people get shocked when you tell them, hey, God, don't worry about it. God will take care of it. I've been saying, no. Huh? They want to cry with you. Cry with me. The giant, you know, devil's been beating me up. Pastor, don't know. Pastor wants to cry with you. He knows he's been there. He just needs to see your faith.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Come on. You know what I'm talking about. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. It was credit. Praise God. Now it is not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses, and was raised again for our justification. Justification means pardon. No sin God will ever bring up against you. He will not condemn you. He will not work with condemnation against you if you will exercise your faith. And that's what makes it righteousness before God. Amen. So the faith is the tool, is the instrument that makes us right. Okay? See, but how he works is when something goes wrong, and you trust him and everything goes back to normal, you fall in love with him even more. And your trust gets better. Mm-hmm. And the next one comes. Now you're believing more. See? You're healed. You got cancer now. God touched that. Took care of it. Now he said, oh, la dota haiti, you know, I need you. So now your faith, see, your faith is about to drag you. Come on. There's more. There's more. Why should you quit? Why should you walk away from something like that? How much God? There are some things so we have never seen. There are some things I've never seen. The eyes come open right before me with a blind. I've never seen anybody get out of a wheelchair and walk. But that's not my faith. It's the power and the miracle of God. And the faith is whoever the person that needs healing, that's their faith. But as I'm walking with the Lord and the trials and the temptations of my life, amen, what I'm going through, I've got to exercise my faith. How else? Because back in the Jesus' day, a lot of people saw the miracles, but they didn't follow Jesus.
It's true. That's
right. Mm-hmm. True. True. Praise God. Praise God. No wonder Abraham said, Lord, I know you're going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, but my nephews and their Lot, and he's part of my family. Can you use, oh God, can I use some of that credit? You can bring my family out. Will he destroy 50 righteous? God said, I will not do it for 50. How about 45? No.
How about 40?
No. All the way down to 10, he said, I will not do it. The blood of Jesus comes back, all the way back to Adam. It was credit to them in their time. Does that make sense? How powerful is that? Abraham said, can I use some of that credit for my nephew to be out? Because I trusted you and I believe you. God says, I'll send some angels there to warn them, bring them out. Because you asked for it. And I cannot do anything unless your family's out. Wow. David didn't deserve be forgiven. But he confessed his sins. And mercy was given to him because he believed God. He was not a king yet. But he was anointed as a shepherd boy. Oil was poured over for the future to become king. And through the process of time, his faith had to be built up. And as he killed a lion and a bear, he trusted God more. And his faith built up. Therefore, he was righteous before God. And when the giant came, it was time for him. Not a king yet, but only a shepherd boy. Why is it? Because his faith was so strong in his God. He says, you come with me with a sword and spear, but I come to you in the name of the Most High God, the Lord. That's how he killed the giant. It's done through faith. You can kill giants. You can kill alcohol in your family. You can kill drugs or meth or anger or wrath or incest. You can kill anything in your family by faith. Don't tolerate it. Don't put up with it. You stand upon your faith and say, I demand in the power. No, faith is always, you know, we have this mindset that faith is like when we're in need, yeah, something, money or material things or healing or something. You know, it's always faith, you know. I don't have money, somehow I'm going to get money, you know. But there's more to that. Faith is something believing that God's going to do it. It may not seem like nothing's happening, it seems like nothing's going on, but you spoke the word, you put your trust and faith in the power of the word of God, you spoke to it, now it's going to happen because you're trusting God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're saying that I'm nobody. I'm a shadow of Inchka. That's a lie. If it was about you, and if it was about you, the sinner, amen, then we would all say, yes, we judge you. Yes, we agree with you. But now I'm not going to agree with you because the price has been paid by the Lord Jesus Christ. The debt has been paid. All you got to do is walk by faith. Praise the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Right? Okay, with now I'm glad that you're unstable. You don't ask because, well, you don't receive because you don't ask, because you're unstable. Your trust and your belief in God is wavering. But when you get stronger in God, start believing His promises, your faith is going to get stronger. Amen. Just like Abraham did. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 4 we read, right? Let's go to 10. And verse 3. Thank you, Jesus. That's why we have people that have no education, no money. They just believed in God and made it to heaven by their faith. Romans 10 and 3 says, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confesseth, confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, bring glad tidings of good things. Why should we go to heaven and try to get Christ back down here? Why should we go down to hell and bring Christ back up? He says, you don't need that. He says, all you have to do is confess. All you have to do is right there, he said, right there. Your word's right there. It's floating around right here. All you have to do is speak it. All you have to do is believe. That's how strong your faith is supposed to be, right? Amen. I know a lot of people use these scriptures to make an easy salvation. This is not about salvation, because the church was already saved. The church in Rome was already saved. This is Paul talking to the saints in Rome. They were going back into Judaism or what the Jews practiced, the law. That's what they were trying to go back into. And he's saying that, come back over here. It's already been paid. You got to walk by faith. This is not a ritual. This is not living by law. This is living by faith. Man. Praise God. That's why feelings. We can't walk by feelings. Right? I don't feel like going to church today. I don't feel like praying. I don't feel like worshiping. I don't feel like reading. You know, we always say feelings. More than feelings. Remember that song? All about feelings. Nope, it's about faith. Trusting and believing the promises of God. That's what makes me righteous. If I come and I make a mistake, all I do is get down on my knees. Lord, forgive me. Price has been paid. But help my faith to let it flourish. Let me become strong. Learn to handle. Every first time you got a tool, right? You get quitting, maybe a shovel or a hoe or something, you might not know what to do most with it because he has never had it before. He'll probably scratch his head saying, what do we do with this? But as you teach them and as he begins to use it more, it's like nothing to him now. He just grabs it and go and does it. Just like your vehicle, right? Somebody had to train you how to drive. Or ride a horse. Whichever. Some of us learned the gearing part. Compound. Remember those compounds? And reverse. R. First, second, third. Learn how to kick the clutch in and then get the gear in. Yeah, sometimes with the engine would stop because we didn't know how. Somebody had to teach us how to drive. Cause everything's automatic. Brake and gas pedal, that's it. Just put it in drive, and that's it. Gearing does it for you, praise God. But the more you learn, church, the more you your faith begins to grow. You're righteous. For God. That's why your faith is important. You express that. You exercise your faith. It's like you run in the morning. If you exercise, you don't want you, if you just sit around and eat potato chips and drink crushed orange soda, you'll get lazy. Your mind will also get lazy with it. But if you exercise, take jog, do jumping jacks or whatever, amen, work or whatever, amen, your mind's going to stay fresh. Same thing with your faith. It has to stay, it has to be exercised. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Don't get lazy with your faith. Amen. Praise God. Believe God and know that He is able to perform and be persuaded. Don't stagger on your faith. Be strong in faith. Praise the Lord. God will see us through. God's going to see it through. Amen. God's watching us. He's taking care of us. See? Alright. Alright. 2 Corinthians 5. And verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. See that? So our righteousness is like filthy rags, the Bible says. The only one that's perfect and right is through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's his righteousness that we're living by. Amen. He credits that to us, what the man Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus, so he don't look at the actual of us, of our righteousness. He looks at the Lord Jesus Christ's righteousness. But the instrument that we exercise that is by faith. See that? Praise God. Christ Jesus, they are quit and seen the ambassadors for Christ. Amen. That's why he's the author and the finisher of our faith. Alright? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Philippians 3 and 8 and 9. A few more minutes. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ. All right. Righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. See that? So it's not our righteousness, it's Christ's righteousness. Praise God, that is imputed to us or credited to us. Praise God. Thank the Lord. That's why we lift up Jesus. That's why we say Jesus of Nazareth, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the bishop of our soul. He is the good shepherd. Mm-hmm. Amen? Because God became man, the man Christ Jesus, incarnation. Went to Calvary as the Lamb of God. Paid the price for us, buried, and rose again the third day, took care of all of that, all the sin problem, that we can walk by faith and trust God, and believing that we will make it. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I'm going to say it's so easy to live for God, but some of us might get that in the wrong way. What I mean is that there's a lot of things you don't have to deal with that sometimes we deal with because we don't understand it. But if we will trust God and understand that faith is what's working for us, that makes us right in the sight of God. I just need to confess my sins and get on with it. Amen? Amen. Amen. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop feeling that I'm like this and I'm like that. No, that's gone. That's been paid for. Devil's just a liar. That's all he is. He's a roaring lion. That's all he is. He just has a big mouth. But you walk by faith. Praise God. Put him in his place. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad?
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Shell Harvey. Is that how it is?
Shell Harvey.
Russell Lee.